prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is the second day of February 2022. It is Groundhog Day. I guess y'all have it where you live, too. I don't know, but we do down here. And the groundhog did not see shadow day, so we're due for another 6 weeks of hard weather, according to what the groundhog says. So we'll find out. Okay. That's just no hillbilly lure, folks. It's been around for a long time in fables, but it's fun sometimes to talk about it. Nonetheless, glad you're with us tonight, no matter where you are and who you are. We're just so tickled that you're with us, and I do mean that. Bobby, next Tuesday night, we're going to have a special guest on from Australia. Her name is April Mead. This lady has been a journalist and done lots of work and investigative work around in her country. We're going to be having her giving us first-hand information on what's going on in Australia that we're not hearing on the news. Now, folks, this is important. Please understand, our news media in this country, and I'm not just here, in Canada and other places also, I'm sure, are best a pack of liars. And you can't believe a thing they're telling you. So we'll get it right from first-hand people that are right on the scene, so to speak, all right? Now, don't forget tomorrow being Thursday. Lord willing, we'll be in office all day tomorrow. That's the plan. And Crystal should be here tomorrow trying to fill some orders. Her daddy, by the way, is still in the hospital, still very sick. So keep Johnny in your prayers, please. Crystal's daddy's name is Johnny, and her mommy is Judy. And mom and Judy is not feeling well. She's trying to spend the day with Johnny at the hospital. She's wore out. So please keep Johnny and Judy in your prayers one more time, if you don't mind. Also, a friend of mine named Freddie, found out a few months ago he has cancer. And now he's in Morgantown Hospital. That's one of the better hospitals in our state, supposedly. In really poor shape. His leg is swollen. Both legs are swollen. He hasn't been able to use the bathroom for about 3 days. And folks, he's on chemo. You know what that means. But I ask you to keep in your prayers that maybe Lord take away some of the pain and suffering if you do that. So please keep praying your prayers. And also for Gloria and her husband out of Arkansas. Gloria and husband have been sick and more or less in bed for 2 weeks. So you prayer warriors out there, please, I'm asking you prayer warriors, so those that are trained in the art of prayer, probably far beyond what I am, you know how to approach things differently. You've been trained in that art. You're a prayer warrior. Please keep these folks in your prayer. Please. I ask you to, Johnny and Judy and Gloria and her husband and Freddie, please. I know there's a lot more out there that have one need prayer, and let's just keep each other in prayer as time goes along, all right? But again, tomorrow's Thursday. Be in office tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern. Take your phone calls, take orders, or whatever you want to do. And believe me, I've been taking orders from my wife for over 50 years. I'm good at taking orders. Don't tell her I said that. But anyway, and there'll be Bible study Saturday morning, no matter what the weather is here for me. Fields already got it all lined out, so y'all be sure and tune in Friday morning by going to PastorButch.com and click on Live Stream. Live Stream, and there'll be a 10:30 a.m. Saturday morning. So do that. If you can't watch online, give them a call on the phone line. Listen to 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. Listen online. But join them, folks. You can call and talk to them if you like. I mean, this is a Bible study, a current event study, a history study, all in one. So be sure and join them, please. I mean, I know they'll be tickled that you do. And we're still offering, of course, the packet we've been offering for a while. And this, I'm going to probably quit doing that at the end of next week because we had people were just coming in by the droves for a while, but it's starting to slack off some. But folks, if you want hard copy information of what's going on with the COVID, the lies behind the COVID, and the fact that, I don't know, 100 years ago, they were trying to make a vaccination that would take the people's desire to know who God is out of their system, and they are doing that with this jab. If you want information on that hard copy, you let us know. And if you want a copy of the DVD, we'll send it to you automatically. The DVD I taught on destroying the temple and how they change God's, take God's name out of your DNA when they give you the jab, you'll get that also. I had a long teaching. And if you give a donation, $25, $30, we'd appreciate it. If you can't do that, let us know. We'll send it to you for free because you need to have this. It's available, folks, if you want it. And we have REM sleep back in stock. As long as it lasts, once this batch is going, it will be going. REM sleep, the best price ever had. $12.50 a bottle. That's delivered price. Now, some of the dates may look like it's outdated, but it makes no difference, folks. That product does not go bad. REM sleep works. I take it. It works. If you want it, get it while it's lasted, folks. If you want to buy 50 bottles, we got that many in stock right now, get them while you can, because once this batch is going, I'll never probably ever be able to get it again. Just want you to know that, okay? So get it while you can. And I don't want you to do it without, because I know some of y'all really enjoy the product, and like I said, it does work. And of course, we still offer here all the Vitamir products, the toothpaste and mouthwash and all the things they offer, and the Strauss products. We have those also. So it's all here. If you want it, just let us know, and we're glad to send it to you. It's just you and I tonight again. I don't get to do this very often, especially more than once a week, generally it's about maybe twice a month. But I enjoy talking to you folks, just me and you. I really do, and I enjoy your input with the phone calls. I enjoy that very much. I know it. I'm some of the most intelligent listeners to this broadcast of anybody in the world. And I'm talking about every way possible. They're up to date on most issues. They understand scriptures. A lot of them listen, maybe are not born-again believers, but they're listening because they want to know the truth. And I want to share the truth with them. And tonight we're going to discuss something that people, I know today is unpopular, especially in most churches in this country today. We're going to talk about what it says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. Because I've been heard so many times in my career as a pastor, and I cannot believe that people say this, but they keep saying that we're no longer under the law, we're under grace, we can live, we don't need law any longer, but all through the scriptures, we are told that breaking the law is sin. But in 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, it says it very clearly, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth us all through the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. Folks, let me make this point and move on. If there were no law, there would be no sin. If there were no law, there'd be no sin, so therefore we would not need grace. If there were no law, there'd be no sin, we would not need grace, and Christ wouldn't have to die for us. These all go hand in hand. Grace and law are not enemies. No, they're not. No, the grace fulfilled the law in you. But then whenever you were born again, by God's grace, you try to endeavor to keep His laws and follow Him. Now, we're going to discuss this a little bit because I want to share some things with you. And I want to ask you, a question. Out there tonight in this audience, around this world, somebody listen, that thinks they're good people. We all do. I think we're all guilty, think, hey, we're not bad. There's worse than us. And that's probably true. But Bible says there's none good. No, not one. Not when you stack up the word good as compared to God's word and His righteousness. Understand this, folks. We have to compare ourselves not to what we think is good, or what our neighbors think is good, or what our family thinks is good, or what our government thinks is good, or even what our church thinks is good, but to what God's Word says is good. The Scriptures tell us that all have sinned. That means they've broken God's law. and come short of the glory of God. That's what it says. It's not complicated. We've all sinned and fallen short of God's love and God's grace and His kingdom. We've fallen short of it. We've fallen short. So, my question tonight is this. For those out there that maybe are not saved, but you're not a bad person, at least not in the eyes of the world. You don't rob, you don't steal, you don't kill. You're a decent individual. I have a question for you, and I want you to think on this, and I want you to be honest with yourself. You're not going to answer me on the radio, obviously, so I want to answer this to yourself. In your entire life, have you ever told a lie? Now, if anyone out there is telling the truth, going to say, yep, I've lied. Well, what when you tell lies, what does that make you? Whether it's one or 1,000 or 10,000, it makes you a liar, at least on one occasion, right? I believe the script tells us that all liars have their place in the lake of fire. Now, just curious also, how many of y'all have ever committed adultery? This is to yourself to answer. You say, what do you mean to commit adultery? I never cheated my wife from a husband. The Bible says a man, and this goes for a woman also, who looks upon the opposite sex and lust after them, they commit adultery in their own heart. How many of you have ever committed adultery? And be honest. How many of y'all ever had relations before marriage? Now, I know today you're married and you're doing well and you're being faithful, but before you were married, how many ever committed fornication? I mean sex before marriage. I think we can all say that's happened, not all of us, but a lot of us can say that's happened to us. But we quit that. You see, we cleaned that up. We no longer do that. We don't lie. We don't steal. We don't cheat. We don't do those things. That's wonderful. That really is wonderful. But in the past, you admit that you've done those things. So that's breaking the law of God. So that makes you a sinner. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, see, that fact is settled already. Before we even discuss this tonight, that fact's been settled. We've all sinned and become and fallen short of the glory of God. We've all sinned. So unless you ask forgiveness of Christ by his grace and through his blood, you're still a liar, a fornicator, adulterer, or maybe a murderer or a druggie. I don't care if you quit now or not. You're still guilty of that. You say, well, why is that, preacher? I haven't done it for years. Because you cannot get rid of that law breaking, that sin on your own. What you committed when you're 18 years old, that you haven't been forgiven for, you're still guilty of when you're 60 years old. No matter what it may be, you're still guilty of it. We all, A-L-L, have done things in the way of breaking God's law. And no matter how good we try to live our life afterwards or how more we try to be in the eyes of God, we still have sinned and come short of His glory. That makes a problem, doesn't it? That presents us with a huge problem. Gee, I thought I was over that. That's in my past. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't want to even remember it anymore. That's in my past. No one ever knew I did it. Wrong. Somebody knew you did it. If nobody else is alive who knew you did it, God's still alive. He knows you did it. He knows you did it. And His law makes you guilty because you transgressed His laws. And no matter how hard you try to do better, no matter how hard you try to clean up your life, unless you accepted Christ as your Savior by repentance of your sins, that means turn around from your wicked ways, and ask God through by His Son, by His grace, and by His blood to forgive you and cleanse you. Unless you repented, repentance means a sincere heart desire to know what's right and do it in a broken and contrite spirit because you have sinned. Knowing that you're a sinner is the first step of salvation. And admitting it is a huge step to salvation. And being seriously, sincerely sorry for it is a final step of repentance. Being broken and knowing what you deserve. Well, folks, believe me, I've been there. And from time to time, even though I've been born again for several years now, I still am broken for the things I say and do when I know I shouldn't. His grace is marvelous, folks. It truly is. But those of you that have admitted, hey, up, I've done those things in the past, but I've never asked the forgiveness of God. There's something for you to think about, okay? This is something for you to dwell on tonight. And if you want to talk to me tomorrow in the office about this some more, you can call tomorrow toll-free. If you don't have long distance, you can call me toll-free. I'd be honored to talk to you. 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you want to save us some money, you can call us at 304-846-4448. But I'll be honored to talk to you about this. Explain to you some more if I can, if you have any questions. But once you accept Christ as your Savior, you've been cleansed from the sins that you committed. He makes you a new creature, a born-again individual in Him. If you've been truly born again and redeemed by the blood of Christ, you're going to desire to do better with your life. You'll not get it perfect, but you're going to desire to do better. And knowing that His grace cleansed you from sin, and His blood washed you from the sin and made you whole, it make you grateful to Him with a love that you don't understand. You can't tell, you can't really compare it to any other love you have. Because He takes away sin and death and gives you eternal life because you ask. You get a chance sometime, read the book of James, chapter 1, and read about the sins or the lust of the flesh that's in there. And look the ones that you've been guilty of. I know I surely have been. And only by His grace have I done better. I'm still not perfect, but I've done better. But you know, sin can be broken down, and I did this teaching on this some time back. S-I-N. That stands for self-indulgent narcissist. Self-indulgent narcissist. Anyone who commits sin is a narcissist. What do you mean, preacher? I mean that you don't give a hoot about God's laws. You don't care about your neighbors or your family. You don't care about yourself, really. You are a narcissist. When I say don't care about yourself, I mean that you don't have any conscience what you're doing. So you're a narcissist. S-I-N means a self-indulgent narcissist. You don't care who your sin hurts. You don't care who it offends. You don't care what the results are, the fruit of it with your family and friends. You're a narcissist. That's what sin means, folks. That's what it is. And when you think about this and put it in perspective and think about it and follow this through, you need to look at what sin brings with it. I want you to think about this. Sin causes insanity. Deuteronomy 28:28. Sin causes ignorance of God's word and morality. Sin causes stupidity, brutishness. That means that you lose all conscious of what's right and wrong. You don't want to hear the truth. Sin grows like a tumor with each preceding generation. Sin is like a cancer on a healthy body of an individual or a society or a nation. It grows like a cancer. And if it's cut out when it's new, when it was first found and discovered it's cut out, then that sin can be taken away. That sin can be taken out before it kills that body or society or a nation. But if it's allowed to grow and spread, it eventually gets to the point that it cannot be cured as far as the society goes, because the nation must be judged. Individuals can be born again as long as they don't blaspheme the Holy Spirit and cross the line doing that. But nations will be judged in this time period. Nations will not be judged in eternity. Nations are judged in the present time. So society and nations will be judged. So that sin, like a tumor that grows, eventually destroys individuals, families, societies, and nations. Sin destroys your conscience. Yeah, you sin long enough, your conscience becomes seared. You no longer have a consciousness of doing evil. You no longer care at all. You're a narcissist to start with. But once you reach a point that you no longer have a conscience that works as seared, you're damned. You have no hope. It's over. You're going to spend turned in damnation, folks. Once you reach that point where you've lost all conscience of good and evil at all, well, God said, I'll turn you over to a reprobate mind. So they believe a lie and be damned. That's what's going to happen if you don't repent while you still have the conscience in you saying that you need to change your ways and do it the right way. Sin destroys the fabric that holds an individual together. Sin destroys the fabric inside the individual, man or woman, that makes them what they are and makes them whole, that keeps them together, makes them functioning people out of them, that they can live a productive life in a world and to rear families and to take care of themselves and do what's right in the eyes of God and in the eyes of men. But sin will destroy that fabric, that those threads that hold together an individual's life. Sin will destroy a family through destroying the fabric that holds a family together. Folks, my gosh, any living being today in this nation, any living man, woman, can see what sin has done to families. Satan destroyed the family on purpose because the family is a building block of society. He destroyed it. He destroyed the family as a whole in this country and around the world, but I'm talking about here in America. He has destroyed it. The fabric that once held families together out of love, even before they knew who God was, if they were moral people, they had that fabric somewhat that held them together as a family that desired to do what's right and to stay together and love each other. Sin takes that away. Again, sin, an individual sins, is a narcissist. Wives cheat on husbands. Husbands cheat on wives. Children do drugs, steal from parents. Children kill parents. Parents kill the children. That's all the fabric being destroyed. That's what sin does, folks. Destroys the fabric of an individual and a family. And of course, always, eventually, inevitably, it kills a society and a nation. It kills it. It destroys the fabric that holds a society together with enough respect for another not to rob, steal, and kill. Folks, our country was once something like that. Now, that didn't mean there weren't any bad people in this country. No, no, no. There's always been murderers and rapists and liars and thieves. All will be, till Christ says enough is enough. But in this nation one time, because the church demanded righteousness by obeying the laws of God, this community accepted that because that was a standard being taught. Today, there is no standard being taught. It's do what's right in your own eyes. An old saying, they started years ago, if it feels good, do it. But don't just let it lie. So sin feels good. Oh, yes, folks, sin feels good. Sin's a pleasure for a season. It feels good. At the end of his death. Sin feels good to the flesh. I had a great night last night running around with that other woman. Oh, we had a few drinks, went back to her place. Wonderful night. And I can brag about the next day. Boy, you know what I did last night? That's the flesh indulging in sin. That's the narcissist speaking. That's the narcissist speaking. And eventually that sin spreads throughout the family, into the society, and destroys a nation. Oh yeah, it does. Sin causes destruction, folks. That's all sin has had to do because the author, if you, I guess you say, of sin, the father of sinners, is Satan himself. Just as Christ told the Pharisees that you're the sons of the devil, your father's the devil, you're the son of Lucifer, sons of Lucifer. You do what your daddy does. See, you can tell me all day long, well, I'm a Christian and I love God and I want to do what's right. But if you're living in sin, you're a liar. The truth's not in you. You're serving the one that you serve with your body. You see, the Bible says in Romans, I believe chapter 6, that whoever yields your members to in your body, that's who you serve. So if you yield your members to stealing, lying, fornication, adultery, drugs, alcohol, you're serving the father of sin, Satan. You're serving your daddy. You can go to church and sing hymns and dance up and down, shout and speak in tongues, whatever you want to do. But if you live in an open rebellion against God's word, my friends, you're a sinner. You're a narcissist. On top of that, you're a hypocrite. That's about as clear as I can put it. And of course, as it says, I said James, Galatians chapter 5, I'm sorry, Galatians 5, about the fruit of the Spirit, but the fruit of the Spirit and the fruit of the flesh, that's, you can read it for yourself. In James chapter 1, it tells you very clearly, folks, that the end of sin is death. Christ come to give you life. Eternal life. Satan come to steal, kill, and destroy. Sin is the fruit of the flesh that's controlled by the father of the flesh, Satan. Now, there's no good thing in your flesh, folks. There's nothing good in your flesh at all. Nothing. Your flesh lusts against the spirit. The spirit and the flesh are enemies against each other. And if you're obeying the flesh, you're obeying your father, the devil. I don't care again how long you go to church, how much money you give to that. And read, as a matter of fact, read Matthew chapter 7 sometime. You'll find out people went to church, raised the dead, healed the sick, fed the hungry. And Christ said, I never knew you. He said, get away from me, you workers of iniquity. That word iniquity means lawlessness. You workers of sin. Lawlessness is sin. Sin is lawlessness. He said, get away from me, you workers of sinfulness. Pretty harsh, isn't it? Now, those people may have been good people as far as they thought. They used to go out and drink and crowds around and do evil things. They quit doing that and started going to church. But they've never been born again. They never accepted Christ as their Savior. They never repented of their sin and come into the kingdom of Christ and translated into the kingdom of light through Christ and His grace. They went out and did all kinds of good works and really thought they were doing well, and they were doing well as far as works go. But works without faith is dead. And faith without works is dead. Read it for yourself. Same book of James. Read it for yourself. So these people that went around doing good end up being called sinners, lawless individuals. We're cast out of the kingdom. Back at the break, the phone calls, you want to talk to me? At 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. 5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we are back again. You can call and talk to us if you want. 844-769-2944. You can bring any discussion up you want, but I just want tonight, I want to make perfectly clear what sin is and what it does. And we're going to take phone calls in a few minutes. I want you to feel free to call and talk to us. Any comments, questions, up to you. But I just want to share with you what sin does to society very quickly, if you don't mind. They went to a Baltimore City Schools, to check on the literacy of the students there, on how well they could read. They went to one high school, Patterson High School, let them have the records. There were 628 students in Patterson High School. Out of these students, 484 of them, or 77% of them, tested at a reading level of elementary reading. 71 of the high school students were reading at a kindergarten level. Yeah, folks, that's called the sin. Yes, it is. Yeah, from the child to the teachers and the parents. And 88 students reading at a first grade level, 45 are reading at a second grade level, and only 12 students out of 628, that's 1.9%, could read or reading at a grade level, which comes at a high school grade level. At a grade level. I mean, that's what sin does, folks. That's what sin does. It causes stupidity and ignorance. It does. And to see the insanity of what this all boils down to means that these people went into the world, let them know how to read scriptures. Reckon Satan would have something to do with that? If you can't read the word, how do you know what it says? Who's going to take time to teach them the word of God? And we're seeing the outcome of people's ignorance playing out in every way possible. I mean, I told you sin causes ignorance. Sin causes ignorance. Sin causes men to be fearful and to obey unjust laws and other issues because they're fearful. I'm going to share this. I'm going to share a few things with you. This is what sin's caused, folks, in America. This is what sin caused with this COVID scare that put people in scare of the mortal lives to the point they sold the children down the road. They started wearing the damn old face covers they call masks. And they're still doing it. Speech therapists have found out that since this masking started, 364% surge in baby and toddler referrals thanks to mask wearing. The young children are not talking, not speaking. They haven't learned how to pronounce words. I mean, folks, this is unbelievable. It's really true. They've had a surge of young children coming to these special classes. 364% surge since this pandemic because children learn how to speak by watching your lips. Children learn how to speak by reading lips and how you move your lips to make the words. That's how they learn how to speak. But the parents are scared to death of dying or killing somebody else, so they put a mask on and make these children ignorant of what's going on. Matter of fact, since children born, the average IQ has dropped 22 points, while verbal, motor, and cognitive performance have all suffered as a result of the lockdown. You see what sin causes? Ignorance and stupidity and obedience to tyrants. Sin caused that, folks. No. Hebrews chapter 2 says that Christ took away my fear of death. That doesn't scare me. So therefore, I didn't wear a mask. If I would have children at home, they would learn how to speak because I did not wear a mask in front of them. I won't wear one now. I won't wear one then. Sin causes unrest in people. Sin causes riots. Sin causes wars. Sin causes all manner of everything you can think away of evil. It does. As a matter of fact, it's getting so bad now that in Ben Salem, Pennsylvania, I don't know where that is in Pennsylvania, 40 people got into a brawl. Because the restaurant ran out of steaks. Yeah, the restaurant's called Golden Corral in Ben Salem, Pennsylvania. The restaurant ran out of steaks. Somebody said somebody cut line in front of them. And 40 people got into a brawl. That's what sin causes. Immorality and absolute animalistic behavior. This is America we're talking about, folks. This is not somewhere in some heathen. Well, I take it back. This is a heathen country. But it's happening here in this country that we call America. The one that we said was a Christian nation. And one time it was back in the 1600s. But it's soon lost. It's soon lost that. It soon lost it. Sin causes wars among families and among nations. Matter of fact, remember Biden said he would not put any boots on the ground in Ukraine? Do you believe that, do you? U.S. orders 3,000 troops to bolster European allies in Russia-Ukraine crisis. 3,000 troops are ready to go, 8,500 on standby. Now, Biden said, I won't put any boots on the ground. But they're working on it right now. Getting this out, 3,000 troops starting to move over to the German-Romania Poland area to stand against Russia in case they decide to invade. Sin is a tyrant that takes no prisoners as far as leaving you alive. It'll kill you. Unless you repent of it, it will kill you. Sin is a taskmaster, folks, that is absolutely unbelievably evil. But that's okay. We like sin because it's pleasure for a season. Just give me that extra beer and give me that woman over in the bar and I'll take her home with you tonight. My wife doesn't need to know. My children don't need to know. I'll spend my paycheck on booze and drugs. Let my children do without. They won't starve to death. I'll feed them something. That's a narcissist speaking. Out of a sinner. Self-indulgent narcissist, folks, is what we become. And you don't have to like it. It doesn't change it. It's still a fact. And that's what you are if you're living in sin. Now, I don't care if you say, well, I've quit that a long time ago. Good for you. But I still tell you this. You're still a sinner. You're still a sinner. As long as you're living in sin, as far as not unrepentant sin, you're a sinner. Now, I don't care if you only sinned 15 years of your life and you live another 60 years and you did good. unless you accepted Christ your Savior for the sins you committed, because your righteousness is filthy rags, you're going to hell. It's just that easy. I don't care if you tithed to the church, shook the preacher's hand, invited him down for chicken dinner. I don't care. Without heartfelt repentance, you're going to hell. That's about as clear as I know to put it. Folks, sin is open rebellion against God, and sin is also hidden rebellion against God. Hidden to other men. You can't hide it from God. A secret sin will take you to hell. This is easily as open sin. Maybe on this earth, people may think you're a good guy because you're not out there doing it openly. But God knows. Let's go to the phone line. Just start first with Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Butch. You know, you mentioned a verse a little earlier, First John chapter 1. And chapter 3. Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of law. You know, it's an interesting thing because a lot of people don't realize transgression has to come through temptation. Temptation has to go into the dark kingdom, which is demon spirits speaking those temptations to you. And the church doesn't teach that anymore.
They don't
teach that demon spirits operate around us every single day of our life, sometimes in us. And, you know, transgressing the law is, if you sin, then you're openly, and I have problems with some areas of my life. I think we all do. But, you know, if we sin, we're opening ourselves up to the dark kingdom, which is Satan.
That's right.
And the church never teaches it. Another verse that caught my attention is that it's in Hebrews chapter 8. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. We are Israel, anyways. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. Isn't that awesome?
Because yes, it is.
Christ Jesus,
yes, it is.
When Christ died on the cross, he also gave us the Holy Spirit. Because in the book of Acts, Peter wrote in chapter 2, 36, repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins, and in the name of Jesus, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And that's what gives us the law. But in 1830, there was a man named Irving. His last name was Irving. He created the Irvingite religion, which a lot of, I hate to say this, charismatic movement comes through it, which they rejected the law at the beginning. What felt good, it wasn't the word of God, it's just whatever your feelings were. And this is how come a lot of churches today reject the Old Testament teachings and keeping the covenants of God.
Amen. Well, Joe, there's been so many false doctrine going around, and for a long time I know that I'd believe some myself. I started studying Scripture on my own and realized I've been taught lies. And folks, I don't tell you believe anything I'm telling you. Go to the Word and make sure I'm telling you what's out of the Bible. Make sure I'm teaching you the truth. Don't take my word for it. Look for yourself. Search it out. Like, make sure I'm telling the truth. But we live in a time today when it's easy, so easy to excuse sin. We do it to children, Joe. He did drug, but he's not a bad boy or a bad girl. Yeah, she had a baby out of wedlock, but that's okay. We still love him, and it's not the baby's fault. No, it's not the baby's fault, but we cuddle him and love him like they did nothing wrong. Joe, that's not Bible. That's not the way you're supposed to treat somebody, the sins, and the way it goes, is it?
No, it's not. But, you know, one of the saddest things, because he just brought something up that made me think of something that happened with my own children. That even though before I really came to Christ, I was in that lifestyle of drugs and alcohol, adultery, whatever it was. But my first oldest boy, he was told by his mother that I did these things in my past. So he thought, well, since my dad did it, I can do it too.
Mm-hmm.
And so we reap the sins of our parents.
Shouldn't sin cause shame?
Yes, and it does.
You know, in Jeremiah chapter 6, he said, my people no longer can blush. Do you see many Christians blushing because of sin in the family today?
No. In fact, I can remember, and I think it's different today, but I can remember, oh, probably about 45 years ago, there was a young lady in our church. She got pregnant, and the parents were so embarrassed about it that they actually had the little girl put the child up for adoption. Today, it's just the opposite. A woman gets pregnant committing fornication, and the church celebrates it.
Or they tell them to kill the baby. They abort it, murder it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And you know, Deuteronomy prophecy said one thing that was really good. He said the reason why God is judging the church, and folks, listen to what I'm going to say. The reason why he's judging the church today, because of sodomy, adultery, and abortion. A lot of it's taking place in the church today.
Amen.
And it's secret sins that people are committing.
As a matter of fact, the last figures show that more divorces are in the church than they are in the so-called heathen world.
Oh, that's very true. In fact, I'm surprised how many people who are in the church who are shacking up together outside of marriage, fornicating.
They go to the building. They're not really in the church, but they're going to what they call the church, aren't they?
Mm. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, when we first, at the beginning of our conversation, that, you know, transgression of sin comes from the dark kingdom. We're operating in us, on us, and around us, which is nothing more than demonic dark kingdom working against us, working in our thoughts. Demon spirits can't, you know, get into our thoughts, but they can become our thoughts. And if we listen to those thoughts of sins, then that's not us. That's not Christ. That is the dark kingdom working in us.
Amen.
And until the church wakes up, until the pastors wake up and start speaking about the dark kingdom working against us and how that we can insert grace and God's forgiveness along with that and repentance, I don't think the church is going to get anywhere.
Well, that's why we're told in Romans chapter 12 to renew our mind. That's what the whole idea is. But Joe, I got to jump. A good call. Anything else?
Just people get your spiritual house cleaned up because things are getting ready to pop in this country. We've never seen it happen before. And get ready.
It is coming. By the way, don't forget, there'll be Bible study Saturday where I get to make a cross or not. You know that. You heard me say that. Feels like I got lined up for this weekend. Okay. Talk to you soon, Joe.
Alrighty.
Take care. Good call. Good points. Folks, we have to address the reality of what's going on here. Listen, it should make you feel really at peace knowing that the grace of Christ is sufficient and that his blood will cleanse you from all sins. That should give you real peace of your spirit and your heart and mind. You're living in the flesh and it's a constant battle. At least I have a constant battle with myself. But it's a marvelous peace, little bit. If I go to bed night, when I go to bed and go to sleep, dying isn't scaring me at all. It's such a blessing. Let's go next to our friend Mick in New Mexico. Mick, how are you this evening?
Okay. How about yourself, Butch?
I'm doing pretty good. Are you feeling better?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm trying to do that what I did. Trying to cross the freaking road.
Well,
that been worked on. I didn't see the cubby hole in the ground.
Well, we have people praying for you and Johnny, so I'm glad you're doing better. That's great. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah. No, I didn't hear something. You talk about lying as being a sin. Not all lies are sin, okay?
Well, I know, but I'm talking about liars. Liars.
Yeah, no.
Habitual liars.
Let's use two case points. The midwives, they lied to Pharaoh, and they were blessed, right?
Yep. And also, so did Rahab, lied to the king.
Yeah, that's why I was the other one I was going to mention
That's not lying in the sense of the Bible is lying. Lying is what you're doing to bear false witness or to harm somebody.
Oh, yeah. I've had people do that to me.
That's what a liar is. That's what a liar is. You know, you lie to cover up your sin. I didn't steal that when you know you did. That's what a lie is.
Uh-huh.
Yep. It makes you a liar.
When they try to, usually backfires on them.
Well, who was it said that, you have to be a genius to cover a lie with another lie and keep on going because pretty soon you're going to just confuse yourself.
I feel who it is, but, you know, it's very logical.
It is. I always taught my boys this. My dad taught me this too. Son, just tell me the truth. I may not like it. I may punish it. But you don't have to try to hide it from me with another story after a while. Just tell me the truth and let's get it over.
Here's your example. A liar. Let's start with John Hagee and Pat Robertson. Now, those guys are liars. You know that.
Oh, yeah. I know Hagee is a flat-out a false prophet. Robertson, I like to think maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about, but I don't know that. I can't say that. But either way, they're misleading the people by the bunches. You know that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They're doing it for
and
sure.
They mislead the people. They won't tell the truth about who Israel really is.
No. I don't even know themselves. I didn't know for years, but that's beside the point. It still misleads the people. But that's a good call. Make anything else you want to say?
That'll be it.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow in the office.
Yeah, sure enough.
Okay, buddy. Have a good one. Folks, lines open, 844-769-2944. You know how people call and write me and email me and say they appreciate nights when I don't have any guests on, that I just get to talk to you. And I'm really glad you do. Probably sometimes I bore people to death with what I'm saying. Maybe they just are tired of hearing the Bible. They don't hear any longer. And I'm sorry to hear that, because if you're tired of hearing God's word, there's something wrong inside you. But I appreciate y'all being out there. And let me share it from my heart on nights like this, because I really want to let the Holy Spirit guide me what I say and try to teach in a form that I can understand it. And I know that if I can understand it, you can also. People tell me all the time, you teach in such simple terms and phrases. Well, that's who I am. Don't believe me. It's not because I'm a genius. That's how I learned myself. The Word of God is not complicated. It's not complicated at all. What makes it complicated is we don't want to believe it. We want to live around it. We want to change it. We want to excuse ourselves because we're doing things that we shouldn't do. That's what makes it complicated. That's what makes it hurtful for all of us. But his love and holiness is not complicated. His holiness is what it is. His law is what it is. We mustn't shy from it. We must cling to it and love it. And love him for taking time to teach us these things. Oh, folks, the misery we bring on ourselves and our families and our friends, the hurt, the needless pain, the needless sorrow we brought on ourselves, and the whole nation, the needless pain right now, folks, of people dying every day of drug overdose and murders and rapes and all manner of violence that's filling the land. It's like a dozen of days in Noah. Needless. It didn't have to be that way. It got that way because we forgot the laws of God. We become narcissists. I said we. I mean, I'm talking about me too. We have all been self-indulgent narcissists sometime in our past. Every one of us. We allowed this cancer to come into our nation now and turn it to what she's become now. A sodomite, lesbian, perverted kingdom on this earth. Of a nation at one time, at least when the Pilgrims and Puritans settled here, was a godly nation. It soon started deteriorating right after the 1700s, folks. Oh, it did. I've talked about this before. But nonetheless, we, through our ignorance of God's word, and not really wanting to know God's word, and acceptance of evil around us, even though we knew it was evil, well, it didn't bother us directly, so we're not thinking about it. But it does bother us directly. Sad part is it bothers our children even more than the next generation and the next generation. We have allowed this with our personal ways we live ourselves. How many out there that would be honest enough to say that since you've been a really born again believer, you still find yourself tempted to sin and sometimes you give in to it? Yet that's repentance. How many's willing to admit that? How many out there are willing to say, well, I have never sinned once I was saved? Now there's a religion that teaches that. Well, you can't sin once you're saved. That's not, the Bible doesn't say that at all. Not at all. No, it doesn't. Grace is given for us because even at our best, we fail miserably. Grace isn't given to us to make a license to sin. No. It's given to us if we do sin, we come before the Father and repent, and he forgives us through Christ and his grace. But those that love our Father, those that love God, those that love Christ, want to do what's right. Doesn't mean they always get it that way. You know, as much as I love my dad and mom, and I love my mom and dad. I had a good mom and dad. Sometimes I willfully did wrong. I did. What can I say? I respected my dad and mom, but sometimes I did wrong anyway because my flesh took over. That's what we do sometimes with Heavenly Father. Even though we love Him, and love Him and Christ, we sometimes still rebel in the flesh. But folks, that's why we have to overcome the flesh daily. Crucify the flesh every day. It's a daily walk. This isn't a sprint into eternity. It's a daily walk. Every day. 24 hours a day. Until we reach the other side of this trip we're on, and our Father says, come home. And I pray that He will say, enter in, thou good and faithful servant. Not because I was a perfect individual, but because I loved Him and I did what I did the best I could and still messed up. But He forgave me because He knew my heart was with Him. Folks, I wanted to share this with you tonight because I thought it was important. This isn't what I had in mind to start with. Matter of fact, I was going to try to get a guest tonight, but the Holy Spirit said, no, I want you to teach on sin. I want you to teach what sin is. I want you to teach what it does and why people who are sin are called narcissists, because it's all about them and nobody else. You see, people living in sin don't love their families. They don't love themselves. They don't love their country. I don't care if they call themselves patriots or not. You don't love your country. If you're shacking up and living in sin or committing adultery or fornication or stealing or lying, you call yourself, I love my country, I'm going to try to save it, I'm going to try to turn around, I'm going to stop this tyranny, you're a waste of time and you're a hypocrite to start with. It doesn't work that way. As I heard somebody say one time, there are no political solutions to a spiritual problem. The Constitution can't save us. The Constitution is part of the reason we're in this mess right now, because of the way it's worded. And people took it as a freedom to sin, license to sin. It's true. I can prove it. But the point of it is, you're not going to change this country by men's powers or men's policies. It's going to be through repentance of God's word and living righteously for Him, and no other way at all. I don't care whether it's America, Australia, Austria, Canada, Mexico. I don't care where it is. Without repentance before God and turning to Him, a nation is damned, damned, damned. That's as clear as I can put it. Now, you can live like you want to, live any way you like. It's your choice. But I promise you, one day payday's coming. It's coming, folks. I love you enough to tell you the truth. Hope seeing you off tomorrow, folks. Come and see us by phone tomorrow and say hi to us. Have a good night. God bless.
Get on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.